UNESCO's report on safety of journalists said that, despite growing global efforts, journalism remains a dangerous profession. Recent years have highlighted both the vital role that journalists play in maintaining the free flow of information and the great risk associated with this task. The report further confirms that, globally, women journalists and media workers face increasing offline and online attacks and are subject to disproportionate and specific threats that inordinately affect them. So the question is, what are risk assignments? Fumi Adekoya, a journalist working with Radio Nigeria and General Secretary Nigeria Association of Women Journalists, NAWJ, Southwest Zone, said that the dangers women journalists face while carrying out their assignments is referred to as hazards of the job. According to her, there is no profession without hazards, so female journalists face some hazards while carrying out their duties, especially while covering risky assignments like political campaigns or rallies, crime beats, military and paramilitary beats that involves violence.
See, every job has an hazard or risk that is involved. So also the journalist also face one hazard or the other, especially in terms of covering some assignments that are somehow risky. Then, for example, covering political campaign rallies and crime beats also involved risk for journalists. As a journalist, you know, they call everybody gentlemen of the press. There is no women, there is no lady in journalism. So we are all men. So they believe we are, so we can do anything, any assignment at all. When you are talking about risk assignment, you are talking about covering political rallies that you know they are involved with volatile that have recorded some kind of violence. So those are the assignments that are risky that we send women journalists to cover sometimes. And it's not only the women, also the men journalists, we also cover the men. It depends on the beat that you are posted to. So for the women journalists that are covering that political beat, you have no choice. You will face the risk. Also for a woman journalist that is covering the crime beat, you can be involved in some risky assignments, especially when you are covering custom, you are covering NDLEA, you are covering paramilitary, and you know they might want to go and attack some bandits like we have in the case of Boko Haram. So in case you are posted to the military and covering the crime beat there, when they are going for the assignment, you will follow them to go and cover it. So you witness so that you can give your account as it happened. So those are the risk assignments that women journalists are also covering too in the course of their job.
Omoshili Ola Ajayi, a journalist and reporter in Ondo State Radio Vision Corporation, OSRC Akure, said that every day of our lives, we take risk. Therefore, risk assignments for female journalists are those assignments they are exposed to that have negative impact on their lives, especially on their emotions.
In every day of our life, we do take risk, even going out from your house. But when we talk about risk assignment for female journalists, I think there are those kind of jobs or assignments female journalists are exposed to that can have negative impacts on their lives, most especially their emotions.
Folusha Oluwagbemiga from RAFE FM Oshogbo, Osun State, said, generally, journalism has risk, but it is more peculiar to reportage, especially during election, political rallies, campaigns, and road transport workers' clashes. Female journalists, unlike their male counterparts, have less hours to run so as to safeguard themselves, and that is why they usually pair male and female reporters on such assignments.
Journalism has its own risk, but it's more peculiar to reportage. For instance, during elections, we all know how elections are in this side of the world. Like, our own elections are seen as war. We see our polling units as battlefields, and as a reporter, you have to go there. So some of these hazards include when you go to the field during elections, even during political rallies and campaigns. Hazards are there because politicians see each other as enemies, especially when you are not in their camp. Meanwhile, as a reporter, you don't belong to either of them. You must hear from this, hear from the other too. While you are on, for instance, there could be shooting. You can just hear the sound from nowhere. As you are there, you have to report, you have to raise your head. Political talks can clash among themselves. You still have to cover that. Okay, what's the cause of this clash? Many a times while you are reporting, your voice will be shaking as a reporter. If you were sent on the assignment with maybe a camera, you have to safeguard your equipment, you have to safeguard your personal life, you have to safeguard your job because your employer will not listen to any story. Okay, so why can't you cover that? Especially when there's another reporter elsewhere covering it, then you don't have an excuse. So it's very, very common, but particularly during political era, like when elections are on their way. The other time we can experience hazard is when you have clashes between road workers. They too, there are sometimes that there will be clashes, issues will happen, you will get a distress call. At least, so it's happening somewhere, come and do this, come and then you want to go there and cover it and see the thing yourself, how it's happening. So for instance, if it's a female journalist that is reporting, number one, you have less power to run to safeguard yourself. That's why most stations, when the female is going for such a report, they send a guy with him that okay, let the man be with you so that he can safeguard you, especially during election. When they are doing the pairing at the station, they make sure that, okay, one female, one male, or even two males, so that if anything is going to happen, you safeguard your female counterpart first.
To support Fumi, Shiliola, and Felicia, UNESCO said high-risk assignments for journalists means working in conditions where the likelihood of physical harm, which include death, injury, or serious illness, is significantly higher than normal. UNESCO highlights risk assignments for journalists to be hostile environments like zones of conflict, insurgency, or high crime, and also regions of extreme climate or terrain like jungle, polar regions, and deserts. Also, dangerous events such as violent demonstrations, riots, terrorist attacks, or chemical, biological, or nuclear accidents, natural disasters like earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, or pandemics, and high-risk activities such as investigations into terrorist groups, mafias, or violent extremists, and or working undercover. While in Nigeria, risk assignments, according to Fumi, Shiliola, and Felicia, includes but are not limited to accidents in any form that involve journalists in the course of covering assignments, stray bullets, sexual harassment, inequality, lack of belief, loss of reporting gadgets, political violence, health hazards like loss of pregnancy, road workers, clashes, and trauma from these experiences.
For those covering political beats and crime beats, when there is violence at the political rally, you have to be running up and down. In the course of running up and down, you may wound yourself. There might be minor or major accidents. And even some, in the course of going to cover an assignment, even may not be political beat or crime beat now. In the course of going out to cover an assignment, some journalists are involved in accidents of one kind or the other, either road accident or a minor accident that involves the journalist. So it's part of the risk or hazard of the job. When you are going to cover an assignment, you may be involved in car accidents, you may be involved in bike accidents, and even in the course of covering a beat, like the political rally, you may have accidents in the process, and even some, they suffer stray bullets where they are shooting guns, or even covering the crime beat, maybe police have to go and do an assignment, maybe they got a tip about a hideout of the criminal, and you were there to go and cover it. So when there is gunshot, you know, exchange of gunshots, there may be in case of stray bullets affecting the journalist. So those are the risks that are involved. Those are the hazards that we face on the job that affect our health and even sometimes psychologically, because for you to have witnessed that kind of incident, it may affect some people's psychology. especially when they were shooting gun as if it was a toy gun that they were playing with, or you are the crime scene, and it looks as if you are watching a war scene. So psychologically, you will be thinking, what is really happening? And if care is not taken, the person may not be able to come out of that trauma for a long time. So those are the risks I'm talking about that has to do with our job as a journalist.
When we talk about those risks, to my own understanding, I think it can be sexual harassment for female journalists. It can be sexual harassment. Being a female to cover an assignment, you can be exposed to sexual harassment, not only by touching your body parts or so, even some kind of words that are not humane. Then another one I think is inequality is also there, you know, display of disparity among male and female, lack of belief.
Sometimes we've heard of journalists that they say, oh, I lost my phone, oh, I lost this, I lost that. Sometimes they will even snatch your bag while you are on a mission. That's why some of us, when we go for a report, we decide to move around with a cross bag so that at least it's cross around your waist so that you won't lose anything. But it happens when reporters come back and say, oh, my phone went with that report. I couldn't get my phone back. They snatched my bag. Sometimes talks could just slap you. Then as a lady, this physical harassment, You never can tell. When you go to political rally or protest, there could be times that they will touch you, you know, parts of your body where no one should just touch anyhow. They touch it and you just take it like that I'm doing my job. But they know it is wrong. And you can't just stay there and be arguing with them. So it happens a lot all around. To be emotional ones, people will talk to you anyhow, that you feel like, who are you to talk to me if not because of my job?
These journalists relaying their coping mechanisms while covering risk assignments all agree that there is no profession without risks. Sometimes they report the one they can to their employers, but most times they just take it as the hazard they have to cope with. Fumi said it has been every one to themselves, therefore they rely on prayers of protection while going on risk assignments so as not to experience any hazards. She added that her boss always advised her and other colleagues to always be security conscious. Also, she said she's always at alert in order to know where to hide when there is violence while on risk assignments.
Everyone to himself or herself and everyone to God. We always commit ourselves to God, because so far you collect the employment letter and you find that you want to work as a journalist in your media organization, you can work anywhere. It is stated that and you can be asked to cover anything. So your safety is in your hands. Your boss will not tell you, we have the kind of security for you that we're guiding you. There is nothing like that, especially in this country that we have. So they will ask you to go and cover an assignment, and while you are going, and they know that okay, this kind of assignment that you are going, there may be violent, maybe a volatile one, they will tell you, safety first. That is the advice from your boss. When you notice there is going to be violence, there is going to be fight, there will be problem, it is better you look for a way out of that place, or you secure yourself in a place so that you will not be involved, or you will not injure yourself or involved in any accident or whatsoever. So you prepare your mind as you are going now. Praise God, I'm going. You, I commit my life into your hands. Please secure me so that I will not have any accident of any form, or I will not experience any hazard on this job that I am doing for today. And you must be at alert. Once you spend, there is going to be a problem where you have, the first thing, look for a way out of that place, or get a very secure place that you can hide yourself. Spend the time, everything die down, then you can move out and go back to your place of work.
In agreement of Fumi, Chidiola quips that she has dedicated her activities into the Lord's hand for guidance whenever she's going on assignment. Furthermore, she said previous trainees on the job has helped her to cope while on risk assignments.
So every day, I commit my activities onto God's Almighty's hand before stepping out to guide me. And there and there, I also stood my ground. On any decision I take, I remain focused. And some kind of trainees I've gotten from time immemorial and before now, those trainees also helped too.
Folusha, on the other hand, said she has always learned to take things easy whenever an issue erupts in the course of carrying out her assignment and takes it as part of the hazards of the profession.
Sometimes, personally, I just decide to calm my emotions down. That's fine. This is an hazard you have to face for your job.
The three journalists have said they mostly rely on God's protection while on risk assignment. What now is the security measure and support put in place by their organizations where they are on risk assignments? Funmi, Shileola, and Folusho said they have partial support from their organizations, but not in all cases of accidents or other hazards on the job. Funmi and Shileola note that in their media organizations, there is nothing like insurance policy for female journalists who encounter hazards of any form except from health insurance policy from federal and state government. However, Folusho said her organization has put in place insurance policies for journalists, especially female journalists. But as for the emotional hazards, female journalists, we have to help themselves.
There is nothing like insurance policy for journalists on the job. The union is clamoring for that, fighting for that, that there should be a kind of insurance for members of journalists who may encounter any hazard on the job. The only thing, as a federal worker, if you're working in a federal government establishment, you are entitled to National Health Insurance Scheme, where all the treatment you are going to be given, you are going to pay 10% of the whole money incurred on your medical bill. So if you are fortunate you are under that kind of scheme, then you know, okay, even if the treatment is you are spending 1 million, then you are going to pay 100,000 as a goal for all the treatment you enjoy. But there are some kind of medical treatment that are not included in the NHIS scheme. You must be very careful you don't get yourself involved in any sickness or injury or accident that may not be included under that. But apart from that, there is nothing that media organizations we are working for are providing for us. And that is even for those people who are full staff. If you are just an artist, like they call them in my place of work, they call them artists, and some people call them contract staff, they are not permanent staff. If you are involved in any accident, they will just give them a stipend, and that is all. So your life, your health, your security is in your hands. So you have to make sure that you don't get yourself involved in any form of accident or hazard on the job. We need to be very, very careful.
Well, for my organization, before there was nothing like that. But now, presently, there is an health insurance scheme for us.
The question again is, when female journalists rely on God for security and little is done on the part of media organizations they work with, how will their reportage not hamper peace and security in the country? To Funmi and Shileola, this has a ripple effect on the peace and security of the society. The insecurity of female journalists while on risk assignments will hamper truthful reportage, which will in turn have either negative or positive effect on peace and security in Nigeria.
In the case of political campaign, political risk and this crime, if you are fortunate to report what happened, it may positively affect the peace and security of the country. Because giving them the factual event account, it will affect people. But if you could not do that because of your own security, your life is at stake, then you won't be able to tell the truth. And that may have a negative effect on the peace and security of the country. Also, for somebody who witnessed a crime scene and you know that you are suffering a kind of trauma, doing a follow-up on that assignment, you will not be able to do it because of the trauma you had in the first event that happened. You may not be able to follow the event as it unfolds because of that trauma, the psychological trauma or emotional trauma that you sustained from that event. And you know that your life is at stake if you continue to pursue a crime event. So that will definitely affect the peace and security of Nigeria. So that is the ripple effect it will definitely have on the country. And that will affect the security of Nigeria, the security of the entire nation as a whole.
It has really had an adverse effect on peace and security reportage.
Folusha, on the other hand, said the hazards encountered has helped our reporting of risk assignments passionately because journalists are part of the society. While on the effect, she said, if journalists are not safe, definitely the society will be deprived of information that will bring about peaceful and secured nation.
It helps us in the report that because you want to really say it that yes, so this thing is happening so that government could hear, relevant agencies could hear about it and do something. Because even you yourself, you know you're not safe. Or probably you went out to cover an event or a rally or a protest. Even people around that area, if they should mark your face, the next time you walk around that place, they point to you. So you want to report it as it is that yes, so this thing is so serious because you were part of it.
When asked of the contribution of NAWAJ, NUJ, the government and media organizations in ensuring journalists are secured while on risk assignment, the three female journalists implored NAWAJ, NUJ to ensure that media owners come up with means of protecting journalists, especially female journalists. The government should also make policies that ensure that media owners see to protecting lives of journalists and put insurance policy in place. More so, female journalists are implored to be careful and must be able to decide when a beat is becoming violent and make their safety a priority.
Generally, NAWAJ has a very vital role to play to ensure that media owners, not only government now, it's only for those people that are working with media, I mean government media organizations, that government will be involved in their case. And okay, the only way that government can come in is to ensure they make a policy that all journalists, whether working with government or private media organizations, they are insured. So that will reduce the kind of risk they face on their job. Also, apart from that insurance policy, they must always protect journalists, especially if they are covering political beat or a crime beat. They should ensure that the security agents, maybe police or civil defense, are attached to the assignment they are covering. Okay, they know that media will be coming to cover this assignment. Let that be police or civil defense or even army that will make sure that journalists' lives are protected wherever they are.
Shileola urged the government to do more for female journalists, as what they are doing now is not enough. She further said that female journalists should remain focused and not derail from their objectives of reporting. Folusha asked women journalists to support themselves so as to help reportage and enjoyed NAWAJ to have insurance policy for female journalists so that they will not only rely on their place of work.
To all our female journalists out there, we have to tie our loins and ensure that anytime we go out, we remain focused. Let's remain focused. Let's ensure that whatever we set out to do is exactly what we set to achieve. We should not derail from our objective. And I know with time and government support, the society will give us that enabling environment. And we pray that the security situation in the country will improve, and so that it will give us that opportunity we needed to actually do our best.
As women journalists, we need to support ourselves. If you are on the field and you see your co-reporter at the point of risk, fine, you should help. You should be there to stand in. Oh, no, my colleague, no, let's do this together. Okay, if you're not fine, let me help you do this so that the person will be encouraged and it will help the reporter. Then in the future, I think we need to also create a kind of insurance for ourselves. Aside the one your primary organization is doing, as a body of women journalists, we need to support ourselves to some extent so that even if the odds happen, you'll be rest assured that, fine, I have a body that could stand for me. I have a body that would help me out aside your primary organization.
For a peaceful and secured nation, journalists, especially female journalists, must be secured to have a reportage that will not disrupt the peace and security of the society. This story is part of African Women in Media, HAWIM, UNESCO Peace and Security Journalism Program. I am Omowumi Olasende, reporting for HAWIM.